Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The rumors persist. Even if Hillary Clinton started the rumor of Biden being primary, meaning he's going to get a challenger in 2024, the media has certainly picked up on it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Lots to discuss today, and none of it is good news for leftists. None. Democrats are scrambling for somebody to save them. Somebody please save us, man. We've gone too far. And as I think of their chances of being saved, well, the Titanic comes to mind. There is no hope. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Folks, they're back. That's what the New York Post starts an article with, talking about Bill and Hillary Clinton, quote, easing back into politics after a period out of the spotlight. Bill and Hillary Clinton are trying to make a triumphant return to the front ranks of the Democratic Party, according to a new report. Several people close to the former first couple tell Politico that the Clintons see divisions between moderates and progressives over key pieces of Biden's agenda as an opening to reassert their brand as deal makers. It's a perpetual itch that will never go away, one insider told the outlet. They know how to slowly re-enter. The Clintons want to reset the board in their favor and move the pieces. Well, what do you think? See, we talked about this the other day. I gave you the LBJ scenario, Joe Biden quitting. I'm already telling you right now on my show, I've said it. I'll say it again. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' candidate in 2024. Harris will not step into his place and run. She's as feckless as print as Pence. She's persona non grata. She's out. She knows it. DC knows it. The Democrats know it. Everybody knows it. And here's another little tidbit. It will not be Hillary Clinton. Despite what you're reading, it won't be her either. Because here's the problem the Democrats have. They have no viable candidate. See, the problem with the big cheat is it exposed every little piece of scumbaggery that the Democrats possess. And if you think they want a retread of that criminal organization known as the Clintons, think again. See any polling that puts Hillary Clinton up, you aren't going to see anything close to 40%. Now, if you say to yourself, well, Kevin, Joe Biden, he's really in some bad shape. Yeah, Joe Biden's polling under 30%. That's almost a statistical impossibility, even for the stupid Democrats. But he's polling under 40%, under 30% in some cases. Did I say 30 or 40? Either way, it works both ways. So if Hillary comes in, well, I'm polling at 28% or 35%. Well, good. A third of the people like you. I already gave you the factions the other day. The Bernie or bust crowd, the unions, the black vote, the women vote, the Latino vote. You know how they put everybody into their little buckets. You think those buckets have changed? Look, I'm going to make you I'm going to give you some facts. Hillary Clinton in 2016. When Trump soundly defeated her, she couldn't have won legitimately in 10 lifetimes. They hoped that the big cheat would get her through. And as I've said on this program and many others, many interviews I've done, the Democrats had no clue Donald Trump was going to be as popular as he was. No clue. When they were going to fix the numbers, they had kind of gotten it all together and they said, here's how we'll do it. But they learned. And in 2020, what they said is, we're not going to assume a number. And you, if you don't think they've watched those rallies and they watched the numbers and they said, man, this dude's going to get a lot of votes. And even when they knew he was going to get a lot, it still shocked them. So, but they had a contingency plan. We will wait until 4 a.m. Eastern time, and then we'll flip the switch if we need to. They had a nuclear option that they pulled, and they got away with it. But here's the problem. You've heard me say it before. You won. Now you got to perform. And you got a brain-dead moron with a crackhead son and a host of other problems, and he's going to be the guy to do it for you. Or it's going to be sister girl, right? Huh. Good luck with that, man. They say, in recent weeks, according to Politico, the 42nd president has spoken to Joe Manchin to press the lawmaker over his support to keep the Senate 60-vote legislator filibuster and his opposition to Biden's nearly $2 trillion bill. The report added that Clinton has also pushed Biden to salvage his social spending plan by working with Manchin on provisions the West Virginian wants in the bill. I told Joe, break it up. Pick one or two pieces you can swallow, then run on the rest, Clinton said of their conversation. So he's saying, I'm chiming in. I'm trying to help old Joey Demento. They said he's also spoken with, this is Bill Clinton, has also spoken with Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who on Thursday promised to vote against eliminating the filibuster, warning it would create further division. One person familiar with the conversation told Politico that after the call, Clinton said, I don't know her, but I like her. Oh, and I'd like to, well, I'll leave it there. He didn't say the last part. Kyrsten Sinema is actually cute. She's a bisexual lefty that is sadly representing Arizona better than both McCain and Flake. But here's the deal. She's still a lefty. She's playing the game. If we get a good quality conservative run against her, I'll vote against her. But I get what she's done. She saved us. But on the big issues, the filibuster and this atrocity of a budget, she's voted against it. But on the little things, some of those things that matter to you, she's voted for that stuff with Biden. So she's a moderate. But I'll give her credit. She's performed better than the two Republicans we've had. So anyway, they said even the Clintons are considering resurrecting the more scrutinized Clinton Global Initiative, I told you this, annual conference, which was held last in 2016 due to conflict of interest questions surrounding Hillary's presidential run. She says, Hillary is eager to run. Folks, even floating this in a time of Joe Biden tells you all you need to know. We got a ton to talk about. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Let it slip, pick up the check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Not surprisingly to us, Joe Biden has managed to have a worse presidency than Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama. And those folks are two low bars. Nevertheless, Joe Biden limboed underneath them. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hey, love hearing from you. Give us a buzz. 844-551-8255. I love talking with you, communicating with you by email, whatever. Sometimes I'll chastise you. Look, here's the thing. If you want to have a discussion, have a discussion. If you want to get after me, I'm going to get after you. That's how it works. And just so we're clear, if I have to get after you, I'm going to get after you a little harder than you get after me. So, you know, if you want your own radio show and for me to call in and give you my opinion, I'm happy to do that too. But I just tell you, because the reason why I'm bringing it up, I have people that contact me, and most people contact me with, "Hey, Kevin, consider this." But some people contact me with, "You better start thinking like this. If you think you're ever going to tell me how to think, you're wrong. Any more than I will tell you how to think. If you say to me, Kevin, you might consider this position, yes, absolutely will. Done. But you will never, repeat, never tell me how to think." I just want to be very clear, because people get offended. Let me just save people some suspense. I don't give a crap. Get offended. Don't listen to the show. I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it again. When I used to teach martial arts, a grown man asked me one time, he said, we had 6 people in the class, which is usually about 24. It was getting around vacation time. And he says to me, "Wow, Kevin, this is a small class today." And I went, "Be glad. It means I can spend more time with you." He said, "Just out of curiosity, what would you do if nobody showed up?" And I said, "I would teach the walls." And he didn't get it right away. But what I told him is, there's going to be a class whether you show up or not. If you don't show up, guess what? I get an hour to do what I want to do for myself. So there you have it. Nobody shows up, I'll still do this. However, if they keep not showing up, unlike the martial arts, I'm going to stop because I got better things to do. But I like what we're doing here, even though it's not about monetization. We will monetize this show this year. We will, in a big way. But it is not about that. The reason for monetization is I want to make sure my staff is compensated properly. Not me. I'm not going out getting a new Tesla. They can do 2.3 seconds in 0 to 60. I'd like to. But I'm gonna do what I do. Anyway, because of Biden's pathetic performance, Democrats want to cut their losses. And here's my proof. If I had supported Biden, I would be looking for a place to hide my shame. That's my proof. Because I look at his record, and as much as if I were a zealot and I wanted to defend it, I would go, "Well, I'll defend his foreign. Nah, I can't defend his foreign. I'll defend his inflation. I can't defend his inflation," which we're going to talk about shrinkflation here in a bit. Have you noticed shrinkflation? I went to Culver's and got a burger, and I'm telling you, it was the size of a slider. And I remember getting this burger going, "This is not an optical illusion. This thing is the size of a 50-cent piece. What is going on?" Well, guess what all these companies are doing? They're going to leave their prices the same, but they're going to shrink the size. And we'll get to that in just a bit. Anyway, proof that people don't like Biden. I'll give you proof. I've been curious about this part for the last year. Where are the loudmouths that so hated Donald Trump? Where are they? People like Robert De Niro. "Hey, Robert, where are you?" Let me put it this way. If you hate Trump and you got your guy, why aren't you talking about how great Joe Biden's performing? Deborah Messing, remember her? From Will and Grace? Hated Trump. Matt Damon, where are you, man? George Clooney, I looked them up. Ashley Judd. George Takei. Dozens of demented showbiz and entertainment clowns. What say you about Captain Demento? Can't find anything about it, folks. Maybe Trump-hating Chrissy Teigen could give a shout-out from rehab on how much she loves Joe Biden. Remember that vile, unbelievable girl married to the Trump-hating cuckold, John Legend? Well, why can't he comment on his love for the rich old white demented buffoon? I found a list of 61 Holly weirdos who hate Trump. And here's what's interesting. Most of them, their careers are in the toilet. So here's why I tell you that. Their careers are in the toilet. That's why they hate Trump. They use it as, this might be the thing that gets me a better career. Well, guess what, Oscar's so white. Snoop Dogg, he's the one doing all your commercials. Samuel L. Jackson, he's the one doing all your commercials. All these black men and women, are getting all the work. I talked to a friend of mine who does some, I'm not going to say what she does because I don't want to out what she does, but she said to me, Kevin, I got a note saying we only want to hire BIPOCs, black and indigenous people of color, BIPOCs. They call them BIPOCs. So she can't get any work because she's just a regular old white chick who happens to be the expert in her field. Yep, folks, rumors about the Democrats wanting to jettison Biden-Harris, and who could blame them? But the question is Hillary Clinton the answer? And not according to this writer at the Boston Herald, and here's what he wrote. We have one message for Hillary. Don't do it! The trial balloon set up in the Wall Street Journal by two New York political operatives should fall to earth. No matter how lackluster Biden and Harris appear to be, Hillary Clinton would just be more of the same. But get this. So would Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Michael Bloomberg, Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar. At 74 years old, Hillary Clinton is not too old, especially in the Democratic Party that favors stalwarts. But it comes off as a party spinning on its wheels. Let's be thankful Bill Clinton can't run again. In other words, folks, what he's saying is the Democrats have no bench. After showcasing over 20 potential candidates for the presidency in 2016, they can't find anybody to replace the worn-out retreads of Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. And the article goes on. She's proven she can't stand up to the likes of Trump or even fellow pugilist Chris Christie. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sure looks more like a GOP candidate every day. And then the writer suggested it was Clinton who threw the trial balloon. But here's what he goes on to say. Trump, never missing a punch, called both of them out for bad tactics, talking about Biden and Clinton over this Georgia thing. He says, why not stand next to Biden on the issue, which he's been promoting day and night? Abrams, we're sure, took a look at Biden's poll numbers and scrambled to come up with an excuse. This is when she wouldn't show up to the Atlanta, Georgia voter rights bill thing. So you can bet, folks, Democrats are polling for potential replacements for all of these people. The ticket is dead, and as I said earlier, Hillary won't stand a chance.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 20% of Americans have caught coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, which puts the number at more than 66.3 million. More than 851,000 have died so far. The Omicron variant causing cases to skyrocket in recent weeks, but there is hope the surge is waning. That's because the number of new cases is down to 717,000 a day. It was more than 1.3 million just a week ago. The Senate beginning debate on voting rights legislation today.
The American people deserve to see their senators go on record on whether they will support these bills or oppose them.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. The bill's not expected to get the 60 votes needed to pass. USA Radio News. Medical advisor to the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci, got very defensive during a hearing earlier in January when Republican senators demanded answers about his finances. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall was one of the GOP senators, and he claims to know why Dr. Fauci got so defensive on Fox and Friends.
Why the rest of the economy was shut down, why so many people couldn't go to work and make a living, he made almost $2 million. He's the highest paid federal employee right now, making $434,000 a year.
There's a new all-time record for the number of guns found at security checkpoints around the country. The TSA is saying 5,972 guns were discovered by officers last year. That easily surpassed the more than 4,400 guns found in 2019. 86% of the weapons found last year were loaded. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot to talk about. Trump making and breaking candidates. I want to cover shrinkflation. And there was considered a rising star in the Democratic Party who's just another scheming thug. So we'll cover that story as well. I mean, the stuff that we could cover, it astounds me how easy it is to talk about the leftists using their own stuff and just showcase the idiocy of what they do. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I know that sounds cliche because we say it every day. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, I'm giving you their idiocy. But I'm looking at the rundown here and just saying to myself, wow. Let me give you an example. Biden in Georgia, lying yet again about civil rights. Lying. Well, he's already made it to the presidency. You would think somebody would say, hey, Joe, look, just stop. Stop lying. You're already there. You lied your way in. We know, who was it? What was the bad dude? What was Buckwheat? No, it wasn't Buckwheat, but whatever. Corn Pop. Thank you, Corn Pop. You know, Corn Pop threatened me one day, and I was like, I'm going to beat you up, but, whatever. I don't remember the story, but it was a lie. All the marching of the civil rights, getting arrested with Mandela, whatever. All lies, and he continues it. We'll get to that in a bit. But I want to talk for just a second about race relations, because I want you to consider on a personal level where you find race relations. See, I would tell you this. You're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody who thinks that race is truly an issue in America. I'm not talking about talking points and getting in front of a camera and going, man, the white man, or whatever. I'm talking about mainstream America. This includes black leftists, by the way, who complain publicly about race, but know behind the scenes race has nothing to do with their lives. Other than they're using it as an excuse to not get ahead. Ask the average leftist black who's vocal about what white people do. I'm talking about the Al Sharpton types. Say, when did a non-black person do you wrong? I'm talking about directly do you wrong. You got nobody to blame. However, when we ask the question of race issues in America, a lot of people will abandon their reality. What's happening to me personally, and jump on the race bandwagon. And the question we should be asking ourselves is, why does this happen? How do we allow this to occur? How can you distort your own reality? See, it would be different if I could walk down the street and a brother would say, man, shit, I was walking down the street, two white boys jumped out and beat me up. I would be like, shoot, man, we got to get them white boys. I would be all for it. It doesn't happen. There's no white boogeyman. So how do we get this way? Democrats. It's that simple. And the fact that nobody pushes back on these race baiters to explain how race is an issue. In other words, most Americans know that if you didn't get a job, it's not about your race. It's likely that you weren't qualified or you had a crappy attitude. Those are really the two things that determine if the person says, I want you to come work for me. And when it comes to many blacks, black leftists, they punch both those buttons. They're not qualified and they got a crappy attitude. They think they should just have the job, be making the money, man. We live in a time, folks, where people want things to which they have no reason to have. I know that's not, I'm not saying it right. They want things that they haven't earned. They just want it. Whether it's your car or whether it's your job. Leftists rationalize people getting something for nothing. When I was, we talk about this thing next door when we lived in St. Louis. And Melissa said, oh, there's, you know, she put on them next door. There's a black dude jumping fences in people's backyard, whatever. And somebody goes, well, why'd you have to say he's black? Because he is. We want you to be able to look for the guy so we can tell the police, yes, indeed, it is a black man. And here's a description. Here's what he's wearing. And then the guy writes back, well, city living. City living. To have somebody jump in your backyard, potentially break into your house and do whatever they choose to do to you. And as this leftist knucklehead, city living. Anyway, the thing about, I want to talk about Joe Biden as it pertains to race relations, because this is the guy that wants to take credit for everything that has to do with blacks. Everything. Remember his statement, you ain't black? I'm shocked Joe Biden hasn't claimed to have dug the Underground Railroad. That's how ridiculous the man makes a statement. You know, when he talks about blacks, it is so over the top. You have to scratch your head and go, Joe, you do realize we're going to fact check you. And you weren't even born, right? When I was digging the Underground Railroad for blacks, and I was just thinking as a teenager that we've got to let them get out and get free. I don't blame that racist moron for his lies, though. I blame the boot-licking black leftists who allow Biden to lie about his past of racial reconciliation with immunity. Believe it or not, the Washington Post called Biden out, folks, for his latest lie. And here's what they wrote. I did not walk in the shoes of generations of students who walked these grounds, but I walked the other grounds because I'm so dang old and I was there as well. You think I'm kidding, man? It seems like yesterday, the first time I got arrested. These are the remarks he made on January the 11th in Atlanta on voting rights, because he's trying to make people believe that he cares about black people getting the right to vote. Guy goes on, he says, it was just a throwaway line made to laughter in an important presidential speech. But here's Biden saying he once had been arrested during a section that recalls some of the heroes of the civil rights movement. He even suggested he had been arrested more than once, as he recalled it was the first time he had been arrested. Now, I'm going to remind you, Joe Biden is a pathological liar. He has been since he got into politics, and it hasn't changed. See, when I was young, I was a pathological liar. I did not want people to know my dad was in San Quentin prison. If that was my DNA. Nobody ever told me, Kevin, that doesn't matter, man. It's not. It has nothing to do with you. People are not going to judge you. I mean, there were going to be people to judge me. Oh, your daddy's a criminal. That was okay. I can handle that. But I did. The fact that he wasn't a doctor or a lawyer or something cool, you know, that he was a criminal. It disturbed me. And so I lied about everything. It was like, oh, I hope he did this. And you can't keep track of that stuff. But here's the difference. I outgrew it. I mean, I I have nothing to be ashamed of. I didn't do what my dad did. And it took a long time. I wish I'd had some counseling or something. But black folks didn't do that. I couldn't afford the Converse tennis shoes. I had to get kids. If you had said to me, Kevin, you're going to go to counseling and get you some good tennis shoes, give me them good tennis shoes. I'll get counseling later. Joe Biden is a pathological liar who can't help himself. Anyway, the guy goes on. It's certainly not the first time he says he's been arrested. Previously, he said he was arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela in South Africa. And the guy links to 4 Pinocchios false. It's a lie. It was a completely made-up lie that no Republican could have gotten away with. Then he says he got arrested for trying to enter an all-female dorm at Ohio University, and they claim that one was partly false. I don't know why I didn't click the link. The next one he says, he also suggested he was arrested for wandering onto the Senate floor as a starstruck kid, but most times he had indicated he was given just a warning. See, let me just say what Joe Biden does. Joe Biden thinks the better the story, the bigger the outcome. I was arrested. Yeah, man, they threw me in the clink. They said there's no evidence they could find. This is the Washington Post, folks. No evidence they could find that Biden was ever arrested. None. So he goes on, he says, here are the facts. Biden's comments in Atlanta appear to refer to a story he has told on at least 5 occasions, each time attributing it to his late mother. In other words, somebody who can't verify it. He says she reminded him of this incident during a family discussion in 2008 about whether he should accept Barack Obama's offer to be his running mate. Biden's mother, Catherine Jean Biden, died in 2010. But Biden told the story many years later, a true story, as he put it, though with slight differences in every retelling. And they give the various differences. I'm not going to take you through it because it doesn't matter. Biden has selective memory, and even in his selective memory, the lies just get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's a fish story. And what makes me mad is that these boot-licking black leftists will do nothing. If Donald Trump were telling these lies, they would be holding this man to task, but they let this leftist clown get away with this nonsense at the expense of black folks, and I'm offended.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Devil went down to Georgia, folks, because he was looking for souls to steal. Welcome back. Joe Biden in Georgia. And you know what? Stacey Abrams said, you know what? I got something better than I'm sorry. I can't make it, Mr. President. There's a blip in my schedule. You want to know why that black ethnocentric racist chick, Stacey Abrams, wouldn't go see Biden when he was down there to protect black people's vote, right? The right to vote. Very simple. She's looking at the polls. Joe Biden can't help you. You want to know why Beto O'Rourke won't ask Biden for help in his bid to become the governor of Texas because he's looking at the polls. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Why do we need civil rights, folks, when climate change or Wu flu is going to kill us all? Why do we need it? See, that's the problem Joey Demento faces as he assesses his future with the Democratic Party, a.k.a. the party of lynching of black people. When you can't win on stupid leftist policies, you do what Democrats always do. When cornered on their abject idiocy, you cry racism. It's hard to imagine anybody seriously considering race an issue in America, as I said previously. But Democrats pretend to care about the issue of race. And more specifically, they care about that black vote. We've got to protect the black people's right to vote. As we bring in more illegal Mexicans and illegal Central Americans, because certainly watering down the black vote is protecting black people's right to vote. And, in case you missed it, black people are being oppressed everywhere in America. Oh, I know. I know. I'm trying to wake up my conservative audience to the reality. Black people can't get a fair shake in America. I mean, look at the NFL. What is it? 68% black, 70% black. Come on now. Come on, man. What about the NBA? Oh, I know what you're thinking. Kevin, what about curling? What about hockey? What about hockey, black man, black radio host? What now, black man? I know what you're probably saying. Kevin, when will sports finally integrate and let black people play? When is curling and hockey going to get with the program? And what about oppression by entertainers like, or I should say oppression of entertainers like Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Nicki Minaj? Huh? Black entertainers all forced to hit the Chitlin' Circuit. Do you white people know what the Chitlin' Circuit was? That was a circuit that black people worked and they didn't get paid. They would pay you with a ring or something else. It was pathetic. Teddy Pendergrass broke up the Chitlin' Circuit. Close the door. If you don't know who Teddy Pendergrass is, let me just tell you, find out. That dude was had one of the best voices you've ever heard. Let me rub your back where you said it's sore. Teddy could sing, man. Woo! Anyway, you know black folks can't perform all over America. I mean, it's segregated. It's this country. Black-only venues are relegated to it. Further, let's not forget all the menial roles that black people are forced to take. You know, because we's all stupid in that. Now, while you concentrate on all the Democrats infer that blacks can't do in America, understand this. Team Demento is going to correct these gross inequities because Biden is on the job. He will secure the vote for blacks, as he states in his press gaggle.
Don't ask questions about complicated subjects like, can you get this done? I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done. Is this mic on? I guess, anyway. And I'm not sure either. But anyway, I hope we can get this done. But I'm not sure. But one thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we missed the first time, we could come back and try it a second time. We missed this time. And the state legislative bodies continue to change the law, not as to who can vote, but who gets to count the vote. Count the vote. It's about election subversion, not just whether or not people get to vote. Who counts the vote? That's what this is about. That's what makes this so different than anything else we've ever done. I don't know that we can get it done, but I know one thing. As long as I have a breath in me, as long as I'm in the White House, as long as I'm engaged at all, I'm going to be fighting to change the way these legislatures have moved. Thank you.
Well, I can't speak for all blacks, but how comforting it is to know that a demented clown has our backs. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, whoo, I feel so good. Biden fights not only for the black vote, but also for wait for it, the black vote count. Woo! Man, did those words inspire you? If you're black out there, hit a brother up and let me know. Because I don't know about you, man. I'm just, woo, I got tingly. Don't you find it ironic that the man who supposedly got the most votes ever in a presidential election wants to make sure that all the votes get counted? And did you note how more and more indignant Biden became as he contemplated the gravity, not, of what he was saying? What's most funny to me, though, is that Biden is doing what Democrats do. Biden is actually telling Americans that his party cheated to high heaven to get him elected, and he's mad that the state legislators say, when we count votes, it will be done in public, in full view, and you will not put up things to obscure the vote. You will not stack the deck against people that want to make sure it's a legitimate vote count, which is exactly what the Democrats did in the big cheat and the coup against Donald Trump. But now Biden is going to make sure that he safeguards the vote. And so to do this, Biden wants to propose a major civil rights bill, folks. He wants to equate what he's doing as the equivalent of the civil rights acts passed by Republicans that began in during Reconstruction, actually a little bit before, in 1866, right after we won the Civil War. And all the way through to the 1960s, Biden wants to leave his legacy of civil rights. You want me to tell you some of the Civil Rights Act? Let me give you the one that has the most meat in it. The Civil Rights, at least initially, the Civil Rights Act of 1871. Does anybody know what that act was for? It was called the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, and it outlawed the Democrat-created terror group known as the KKK. And I'm going to read it. On this date, the House approved an act to enforce the provisions of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States and for other purposes, also known as the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan Act, introduces H.R. 320 on March 28, 1871 by Representative Samuel Shellabarger of Ohio. Anybody want to guess what his political affiliation was? Republican, yes. The bill passed the House on April the 6th, returned to the Senate with amendments on April 14th. After nearly a week of a heated debate in the House and the Senate, the chambers reconciled their differences, agreed to conference report on H.R. 20, and the Senate concurred. The Ku Klux Klan Act, the third of a series of increasingly stringent enforcement acts, was designed to eliminate extra-legal violence and protect the civil and political rights of 4 million freed slaves. Now, Joe Biden wants to equate what he's doing today to one of the first Civil Rights Act. The very first one, just so you know, historically was done in 1866. So it goes on. The 14th Amendment, ratified in 1868, defined citizenship and guaranteed due process and equal protection under the law to all. It was set up for slaves, folks. It's being violated by Democrats every single day for illegals. Vigilante groups like the KKK, however, freely threatened blacks and their white allies in the South and undermined the Republican Party's plan for Reconstruction. Now, I'm not going to bother to walk you through all the Republican-sponsored and passed civil rights acts, but you won't find any Democrats who created these acts or bills. You will find Everett Dirksen's name on the most prominent one, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and I believe the Voting Rights Act of 1965, both of those done by Everett Dirksen, a Republican from Illinois. As for Biden, here's the problem, folks. He knows he's failed. He couldn't fill Trump's shoes if he gave him 50 lifetimes. And this year will showcase the damage Democrats did by cheating that clown and his little side chick into office. And because of this, the party of lynching of Negroes will suffer mightily. Nobody's going to fall for Joe Biden's parlor trick.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.